We're continuing the Shir in Likut Halachas, Yoredeya, Chelik Aleph, Hilchas Simone Behema Vachaya Tohera, Halacha Dalid, Paragraph Chaf Dalid. Nimtza She'ikar Ho'emes Hu'atachlis. Dahainu She'yistakel B'chol Dovor Al Ho'emes Lamitoi. Rav Nosanel says, so therefore the most important thing in life is the truth, meaning that a person, when they look at anything, when they analyze anything, when they think about anything, they should always be looking for the ultimate truth. Meaning, what is the ultimate truth? Shebechol dovor sheyire yamin miyad shehashem yizborach bora oisoi bertzoinoi betavnet hazeh ubetam hazeh. This means, for example, that anything that a person looks at in this world, they should immediately believe that Hashem created that thing exactly the way He wanted to, in this and this form. It smells like this. It looks like this. V'yichsoif, v'yishtoikek, v'yishtadel, lavoit Hashem yisborach aydei zeh adovar. And the person should yearn and desire and crave to serve Hashem through that item, with that item, to be able to use that item for serving Hashem, whether it be money, whether it be a car, whether it be a house, whether it be anything, whether it be a relationship with a person. Kemavoyer b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal b'Torah l'chu chazu mifalois Hashem, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses this in Torah Lamed Tes in the second half of Likutei Moran. V'zeh ikur ho'emes. This is the most important truth. This is the ultimate truth in life. Avol mi sheyodea ho'emes, Sheze kesef tzorof, veze kesef sigim, avol koifer beikar chas v'shon baboyri oisoi. Whereas a person who's very knowledgeable in different types of silver, and they can tell you that this is refined silver, and this silver is number 254, and this silver is number 292, but they don't believe that Hashem created the silver, and they don't believe in the Torah, or even if the person does believe that Hashem created it, but the person doesn't believe and observe the mitzvahs that are related to that item, kigoin, for example, the person is a tremendous professional in knowing how to work with gold and silver, and he knows how to differentiate between all the different qualities of silver. But this person goes ahead and works on Shabbos or Yontif with that gold or silver. There is no greater liar and wicked person than him. Meaning, even though you would say he's such an honest person because he knows how to differentiate, he can tell you what's fake silver and what's real silver. So again, that's called emes. That's also a type of emes, a level of honesty to be able to differentiate between real and fake and phony. But if this person who can differentiate between real silver and phony silver, and he goes ahead and works on Shabbos, which means he's denying the most important truth in existence. He's denying that Hashem created the world in 6 days, and that Hashem commanded us to rest and everything. That person is a super shakron. You know, he's denying Hashem. He's lying. He's living a lie, in a sense. Since he denies the mitzvahs of Shabbos and Yontif, which means that it's as if he denies the entire Torah. The Gemara says a Jew who rejects Shabbos, chas v'shalom, it's as if he's a mumar l'chol ha-Torah. He's capable of violating all the mitzvahs of the Torah. Shehi toiras emes. And we know that Torah is called the Book of Truth. V'chein kol k'yotzebos, and so too any other example like this that you want to choose. Al kein, therefore, ikar ho'emes hu'atachlis. Therefore, the real goal, is the essence of truth. Dahainu sheyachavein b'chol dovar lamitosoi, meaning that anything that a person comes in contact with in life, in this world, he should think about what the real truth about that item is, meaning sheyizke lavoi, what the true purpose of that item is, which is sheyizke lavoi Hashem yisborach deza dovar, how I can serve Hashem with this item. For example, let's say a person goes into a store and there's a beautiful gold bracelet there, and he has the money to buy it, and he wants to buy it for his wife. He feels an appreciation for her, and he knows this will make her happy, etc. But he adds one very important sentence to it. The fact that it's going to make her happy alone, that's not why I'm buying it. Proof is, if chas v'shalom, rachmonos san lo yaleinu, if buying her a chazer sandwich would make her happy, would I buy it? No. So obviously what makes me decide to buy this, it's not enough that it's something that would make her happy. It's that I know that this will make Hashem happy. Hashem wants shalom bayis. Hashem wants a husband and wife to be happy. Hashem wants me to show appreciation for her. If I can afford this, if I have the money and I can afford to do it, and I'm doing it, and again, I don't buy it on Sunday, I buy it before Yontif. So I tell her I'm giving her this gift, l'kavod Yontif. I want her to look beautiful for Yontif. I want her to feel beautiful. Here, a person is taking the same gold bracelet that another person could have spent $50,000 on it. He spent $50,000. The other person got a hole in his pocket, and this person got all kinds of mitzvahs. And he elevated this bracelet to fulfill the reason why it was created. The reason that gold was created was to serve Hashem, to please Hashem. U'bechol hadvorim sheroitza leida bohem ho'emes, and regarding anything in this world and anything in life that a person wants to know the truth about it, yihye kavanosei b'shvil shoyresh tachlis o'emes. The person's main intention should be for the ultimate truth, which is shehu Hashem yisborach v'hatoyra v'hatzadikim sheheim etzem ho'emes. The ultimate truth in this world is Hashem. Hashem is emes. Hashem alekechem emes. The Torah is emes, Torah emes soisa b'fiu, and the tzadikim are called tzadik emes. That term. V'yideizeh nizbatel hasheker, and if a person will focus his whole life around those three, around Hashem, the tzadikim, and the Torah k'dosha, that's my goal in life. That's the truth that I'm seeking. Then that person will be zeicher, that all sheker will become bottled by them. Ki ikar hachizas hasheker hu mehareishis v'hatachlis, because the main place where sheker is able to latch on and draw from is from the beginning and from the end. Ki machma shebareishis v'hatachlis kol hadvorim heim ba'achdis b'li hevdil, because just as we explained earlier, a few pages ago, in its beginning, in its origin, everything is one. Gold, silver, everything. It all comes from Hashem. And Hashem is Echad. Hashem is one. So if I were to say about gold that it's silver, or if I say about tin that it's on one hand, to some degree it's true. In its place of origin, Bereshis, it's all part of a oneness. And also in Tachlis, in its ultimate purpose, which is to be used for Hashem is again for oneness. This is what we say on Shabbos at Minchan Shmoneh Esrei, at the holiest moment of the week. We say, Ato Echod, Veshimcho Echod, Umi Kamcho Yisrael Goy Echod Boretz. That Hashem is one, and the Jewish people are one, and the Torah is one. Ki machma shebereishis v'atachlis kol advorim heim ba'achdis b'li hevdel, Mishom nishtal shel achizo l'hasheker, sheyesh lo koyach lafoy choemes kanal. Because of the fact that at its point of origin and regarding its ultimate purpose, everything is oneness, that's what made it possible for there to be this concept of sheker, to be able to say that blue is red or red is blue, you know, to lie about things. V'alkein, al yedeizeh ikar hachnosoi. And therefore, by a person seeing to it that their whole focus in life is Hashem, the Torah, the Tzaddik, and everything they come into contact with in life, they're trying to use it to serve Hashem, to please Hashem, to serve the Tzaddik, to please the Tzaddik, to bring them close to the Tzaddik, to bring them close to the Torah, to fulfill the Torah. If a person is doing that, by doing that, they'll be zeicha to be machnia all the sheker. Bebechinas, as we have the famous rule, Ein hadin nimtak elo b'sharoshoi, that when you want to sweeten a gzeira, a midas hadin, you have to go to the root of it, you have to go to the source of it and correct it over there. Kimi shemistakel b'chol dovor al etzem hoemes ein yecholim lahatoisoi loylam. Rav Nosson Zal is going to say some incredibly important things in this next paragraph and in the paragraphs coming up now. A person who everything they do in life and everything they come into contact with, they're always looking for the etzem hoemes. They're always looking to see, how can I use this for Hashem's kavod? How can I use this to serve the tzaddik, to bring me close to the tzaddik? How can I use this to fulfill the mitzvahs of the Torah? Ein yecholim lahatoisoi la'olam. That person will never be fooled. Vafilu im lefomim matin umaraminoisoi, and even if at times somebody does fool that person, the person is fooled, einoi nechshav b'shem hato klal. It's not considered being fooled. It's not considered a mistake. It isn't registered as a mistake against the person. Adarapa, just the opposite. Hashakron vahamata hu mate es atzmoi. The liar, the one who fooled him, the one who fooled this tmimistic a person who goes about life and his only purpose in life is to serve Hashem, to fulfill the Torah, to come close to tzaddikim. Anyone who fools him or tricks him, that person fooled themselves. They didn't fool him. They're really fooling themselves. Kemoi lamoshel, for example, Rav Nosson Zal says, kishasitrachrof abaldovor mekim boilom ezet savua umafursum shel sheker kedei laramois sabrios. Let's take, for example, the case where the Satan, the Yetzirah, helps somebody become well-known in the world, as if he's a tzaddik. People hear about this person, he's a great Rosh Yeshiva, he's a great tzaddik, and mamish people are flocking to him, and they're giving money, they're building buildings for him, and mamish, he's becoming famous, world famous, as a great person. But he's a tzavua, he's a phony. On the outside, he looks kosher, he looks religious, he looks like a rabbi, a Rosh Yeshiva, but really, he's the opposite. His insides don't match his outsides at all. And the Satan helps this person, helps him get money, helps him get power, helps him get fame, in order to fool people. So that through this person, those people will fall into the traps of the Yetzirah. They're going to fool themselves. They're going to think that they have a rabbi. They're going to think they're close to a tzaddik. They're going to think they're connected. They're well connected to Hashem and the Torah. And it's baloney. It's not true. They're going to end up doing sins and all kinds of things. And they're going to wonder. Some of them are going to scratch their heads and say, hold on, I don't understand. If I'm attached to this great mikubal, or to this great Rosh Yeshiva, to this great tzaddik, how come I'm doing all of these affairs? How come I'm not davening with kavona? How come this? How come that? And they won't have answers to these questions. And some of them will just continue. They'll keep fooling themselves and allowing themselves to be fooled. Others will question it, and sometimes they'll start searching in other places. But now Rav Nosson Zal says, "Hinei mi shehoylech be'emes la'amitoi." A person who is really, really honest with themselves. They don't fool themselves, and they don't try to fool other people to make believe they're davening with kavona when they're not. They don't put on any false pretenses whatsoever. They're really honest and sincere. Einoi yochoi lahshiloi. Such a person will not be able to be tricked, to be fooled permanently. We'll see in a minute. Kimi shemiskarev afilu lahatzavua vahashakron, because a simple Jew who's trying to be religious, who wants to be religious, and he winds up coming close to one of these fakers, one of these phonies, Aval kavonosoi boemis. But the simple Jew's intention was truth. He was looking for a rabbi. He was looking for a tzaddik. He happened to pick a potato head instead. He happened to prick a banana boat, somebody who's the furthest thing from a tzaddik. He's a phony. Ki toyes atzmoi, because he fools himself, v'soiver shehu ish emes, he thinks that that person is really an honest person. If I would know that Hashem does not want me to come close to that phony faker, Hashem wants me to stay far away from him. Hashem wants me to find a real, legitimate tzaddik and come close to him and give my tzedakah to him and give and get my advice from him. This person, if he thought that Hashem didn't want him to be close to that person, he definitely would not come close to him. It's just he thinks he's mistaken, and he thinks that this guy's a rabbi. He thinks that this guy's a tzaddik, and therefore he thinks Hashem wants me to serve him and to support him and to chase him. Because he's misled into thinking that that person is a tzaddik, a real tzaddik tomim. Hineze ho'ish, Oivedas Hashem be'emes. The person, not the phony, the person who comes close to him, that person is trying to serve Hashem with sincerity, with honesty. Me'achar shekavonosoi la'shamayim, because his kavona is for Hashem. His real intention is he wants to come close to Hashem. I want to serve Hashem. I want to get to serve Hashem the best that I possibly can. And I'm looking to find a person that can help me. And this person who's wearing that frock or that bekesh or that turban, and he's got a beautiful beard, and he's got those big sunglasses or little sunglasses or no sunglasses. He looks like it's, I see the light. I see light coming from him, and how people are kissing his hair and kissing his feet, and people talk about him, and he's so good. He's so special. Ubevadai me'achar shekavanosei l'shamayim. So Rav Nosson says, the fact is, since that person's intention is sincere, he really wants to come close to Hashem. He wants to serve Hashem. Soif kol soif yazroi Hashem isborach. In the end, Hashem will definitely help that person. Sheyizgal eloi hoemes, that the truth will become revealed to him. V'yiporeit me'ashakron, and he'll walk away. He'll go away from that phony. V'yischaber lahatzadik hoemes, and he'll be zeicha to come close to and to attach himself to the true tzaddik. V'chein. Kol kiyotze boze. And so too, this is just an example Rav Nosson Zal is giving. The same thing is true about anything, about any kind of mistake that a person makes in life, an important mistake related to Yiddishkeit or related to anything really important in their life. If the person is really, really sincere and really wants the emes lamitoi and they're not trying to fool anybody, that person will eventually be zeichet to find the emes. They'll realize their mistakes. They'll correct their mistakes. Shebevadai mi shemistakel tomid al shoyresh ho'emes, because it's most definitely a definite fact that a person who is always constantly looking for the truth, which truth? Shehu liskarev l'Hashem Yisborach ulatoyrosoi ulatzadikim amitim ulanilvim aleim be'emes. The real truth, the shoyresh ho'emes in this world is to come close to Hashem, to come close to His Torah, to come close to His true tzadikim, and to those who are really close to them, who are really attached to them. Shezeh Iker ho'emes. This is the most important truth in life. You want to know what the truth is? What talk about reality check. What's important in life? What's the goal? What's the real goal in life? This is it. V'chutz mizeh, and other than this, hakol sheker. Everything is nonsense. It's baloney. Hine mi shemistakel ho'emes hazeh. A person who is zeicha to be looking at this emes, this is how they're guiding their life. This is what they're searching for in life. This is what counts, what's important to them in their life. Bevadai basoif yizke bo emes. That person will definitely, eventually, be zeicha to the truth. Vafilu beis shenisach hasvishon beis a sheker. And even during those times that the person makes a mistake, he falls into some kind of a sheker. Einoi nenash alzeh. The person will not be punished for that. Me'achar shakavanosoi lashamayim. Because this was part of his search for the truth. Person doesn't always get it on the first shot. Some people get it on the second shot, sometimes on the fifth shot. But if his intentions were pure, his intention was, I believe in Hashem. I want to come close to Hashem. I don't know how. I don't know who. I'm searching. I'm trying this one. I'm trying that one until I find the right one. Until I find the true tzaddik, the tzaddik oemes, the one who's closest to Hashem and who can bring me closest to Hashem. Ubilvad shelo yate satzmai. There's one condition, that the person shouldn't fool himself. Sheyoymar shekavanose lashamayim, that he'll say to himself that my kavan is for Hashem. I'm really l'shem shamayim. Ubem esenoy kein, and it's not true. That's not how he's living his life. His real kavan is his own personal kavod. There are other things, other goals that he has in life that he's not willing to be mavater on. And if coming close to the tzaddik means people making fun of him, that he's not ready for. He'd rather be close to a smaller tzaddik, but at least he has respectability. People say, oh, you're makurv, you're this chassid, or you're that rat Rosh Yeshiva. You know, he has respect. People look, you know, people treat him with respect. He's saying that his kavon is l'shem shamayim, but it's not the truth, that's not his real intention. V'halev yoideya imla'akel imla'klaklakois. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Chavov, each and every person knows deep down in his heart if he's sincere or not. If he's trying to fool people or fool himself or not. Ki boichein libois hu yodea hoemes. Because Hashem, who sees what's in our hearts, he knows the truth. He really knows the truth.